Our building had been intended only as a garage. It had a cement floor and apron in front, was lined with black building paper, unfinished as to beams and ceiling. It had been our plan to have a small house with a large front room to be used as a store, an arrangement common then in any rural community. But the truck and garage had cost more than we expected, and the right of entry on our land was clouded by a previous lease. We had not much money left from doctor bills, and so we decided to move into the garage building and wait for the store. We could at least set up a gas pump and enjoy whatever business and income that might bring us. Frank hired Bill Smith to help him. Bill was round-shouldered, with the walk of one who followed the plow too early. He had accidentally come to the desert and remained to homestead. He intended to farm someday. There was no hurry. The single gas pump was placed in position near the corner of our garage house. The two men, using a hand mixer, were about to mix the cement for the foundation when a woman drove up in an old Packard car. "Bill," she drawled in a soft southern voice, "you promised to locate me a homestead. I want you should come now." Bill sat back on his heels and considered.
"Well, I sort of hired out to Frank to set this here pump."
"I certainly never yet saw any homesteader in a hurry." Bill considered. Certainly, in the 50 miles of desert we could see from our hill, there was no line of cars waiting for a service station. He climbed into the Packard.
"I might accidentally get back tonight," he reassured us.
It was a two-man job. I had been watching with the baby in my arms. I carried him to his bed in the building. "I can turn the mixer while you pour," I said. Then Bob McCown came along. McCown was a Lunger who had left the terminal ward of a veterans hospital by the front door because he, and everyone else, was tired of waiting for him to leave by the back. The three of us set the pump. It was Thanksgiving Day. We had boiled beans and canned spinach for dinner, but we were grateful. We had made a beginning.